KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 30 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 46, winds northeast at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 28. We topped at 60 for a high yesterday. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report a traffic stop early this morning in Elliott resulted in an arrest. Authorities say 37-year-old Corey Ross Smith from Elliott was taken into custody at around 3:15 a.m. for driving while barred. Smith was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. Two men were arrested on separate charges Friday in Red Oak. According to police, around 10:20 p.m., 20-year-old Chad Stanley Padilla of Red Oak was arrested in the 1600 block of East Summit Street. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail. Padilla was charged with criminal mischief in the fourth degree. His cash-only bond was set at $1,000. And at around 2 p.m. Friday, 55-year-old James Kent Oddy of Red Oak was taken into custody in a 1200 block of North 1st Street for driving while barred. His bond was set at $2,000. Authorities in Mills County report two people suffered minor injuries and were transported to the hospital following the derailment of a freight train Friday morning near Pacific Junction. According to reports, emergency responders received a call just after 7 a.m. about a train derailment south of Pacific Junction near Keg Creek across Interstate 29. Officials with the railway say that an empty coal train rear-ended a mixed freight train. At least 16 cars derailed, along with both locomotives. Rail cars believed to be carrying ethanol, though, remained on the tracks. The accident remained under investigation by Burlington, Northern, and Santa Fe. Emergency personnel from Oak Township, Silver City, Pacific Junction, Glenwood, Mills County deputies, and the Iowa State Patrol and Railway Security assisted at the scene. You can see pictures of that accident on our news page at KJN of the same story. And the pictures are provided by the Mills County Emergency Management Agency. Officials of the Adams County Sheriff's Office have released a report on arrests and citations covering the period of November 15th through December the 3rd. Most recently, on Friday, December 3rd, 33-year-old Corey Johnston was arrested following a traffic stop. He was taken into custody for driving while barred and on three warrants for failure to appear. His bond was set at $2,600. On November 28, 32-year-old Nathan Myers turned himself into the Adams County Sheriff's Office. Myers was wanted on a warrant for theft in the fifth degree. He was released after posting a $300 bond. Adams County Sheriff's officials report 20-year-old Jaden Justice Lowe was cited November 27 following a traffic stop for possession of drug paraphernalia and minor in possession of an alcohol. He was released from the scene on a citation. On November 25th, 19-year-old Isaiah James Lovell was arrested on warrants for theft in the first degree, burglary in the third, and operation of a vehicle without the owner's consent. On November 24th, Adams County deputies arrested following a traffic stop 27-year-old Austin Hale. He was charged with OWI second offense, operating a motor vehicle without an interlock device, and cited for failure to maintain control. Hale was transported to the Adams County Jail and held without bond until seen by the magistrate. 50-year-old Jesse Lee Simmons was arrested November 23rd in Adams County for assault causing bodily injury. Simmons was transported to the Adams County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. And on November 15th, 25-year-old Matthew Christopher Avila turned himself into the Adams County Sheriff's officials. Avila was wanted on an Adams County warrant for OWI third offense. The warrant was issued following an incident that took place September 18th. Avila had since posted the required bond and was released. Elsewhere in western Iowa, authorities are identifying a body pulled from the Big Sioux River last August as a Sioux City man who was reported missing. Sioux City police say 24-year-old Frankie Muratok of Sioux City was found in the water August 21st. He had been reported missing August 15th after he never returned from a walk with his dog. The pet was found tied up near the river. The state crime lab used DNA testing to identify his body, and the Sioux City Police Department received the results just this past Thursday. Investigators say there's no indication of foul play in Murtaugh's death. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig reports that on Wednesday, December 8th, the Cass County Local Food Policy Council will host a mobile food pantry through the Food Bank for the Heartland, and that'll be at the Cass County Community Center from 4 until 6 p.m., or as long as supplies last. Anyone in need is welcome to visit the mobile pantry, and no documentation is needed. People from surrounding towns and communities are welcome. And again, that's at the Cass County Community Center on Wednesday, December the 8th, from 4 until 6 p.m. Traffic will be directed by volunteers. The Mole Pantry, a pantry, is a traveling food pantry that delivers food directly to families in need for that one-day distribution. It's available free of charge. Visitors are asked to stay in their vehicles with the trunk open while staff load your vehicle with the supplies. For more information on local food, farmers markets, and food access, follow Cass County Local Food Policy Council on their Facebook page. And a construction project to replace the Iowa Highway 175 bridge over the Maple River west of Mapleton will close that roadway to traffic beginning next Thursday, December 9th, weather permitting. The District 3 office of the Iowa Department of Transportation says Dixon Construction of Correctionville was awarded the $3.1 million bridge replacement project. The substructure of the bridge is expected to be completed this winter, and the bridge deck will be poured in the spring. The anticipated completion date of the project is July 31st, 2022. Iowa Highway 175 traffic will be detoured on Monona County Roads L32 and E34. The DOT will perform winter maintenance on the detour route. As always, the DOT reminds motorists to drive with caution, obey the posted speed limit and other signs in the work area, and please be aware that traffic fines for moving violations are at least double in work zones. As in all work zones, drivers should stay alert, allow ample space between vehicles, and always wear their seat belts. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.